In Northern Michigan, it's The Man Cave with JT and JD.
You know, something like that. Yeah. But
yeah. Oh, I like, yeah.
I like it.
Dirty Dan. The douche. Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll just count down. 3, 2, 1. All right. This is The Man Cave. My name is JT Scarpelli. This is Jake D right beside me. Jake, this is your baby here.
This is my baby. I gave birth to this baby.
So what is The Man Cave?
The Man Cave, essentially, I came up with the idea because I was sick of seeing so many avenues and platforms for other people to get advice. So, for example, if I'm a female and I'm struggling with my love life, I got Cosmopolitan, I got E! News, I got Twitter, I got all these avenues for advice. But what happens when you're a 21 single male trying to find love or trying to find lust or maybe just be in like with a girl or anything in life? Where do you go to for advice? I mean, say your pops isn't around. Say, you know, you don't have anybody to go to. Where do you go? This is that avenue for all the guys out there. Welcome to the Man Cave.
The Man Cave. And this does actually even cover, 'cause like you're saying, Being a young man, unfortunately, most people, they don't know what it's like to use the example, buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to buy a car? So the idea is that as this goes on, you know, we got a couple things we want to get off our chest in episode one here. But
absolutely.
As this goes on, we'll really want to get some guests on here that can also be some experts for us to really give some solid advice to people. Help out the young dudes out there.
And not just the young dudes. I mean, you're talking about whether you're 21, 35, 46, 59, 69, 70. I mean, we got you covered. We're coming to you live with the greatest advice. I mean, at least good advice. Yeah. And I wouldn't say the greatest, but it's good.
As good as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got a hot date.
Hot date tonight. Very excited, man. I've been seeing this beautiful young lady who, in my mind, Zeus created her. I think she is a goddess. So I got a hot date tonight. Been seeing her for about 2 months. Great gal. We're going to the fair, eat some elephant ears, ride some rides, you know, fall in like. I mean, whatever happens, happens. I'm going with the flow here.
So this is actually it's 50-50 asking people this question. Is the fair, and I know that you're about to go there, but is the fair, the Mikasa County Fair, a good date spot?
I think it's a fantastic date spot, not a good first date spot. For me, I feel like you get everything you want there. You could get food, you can get sweets. Say if you're of age, you can get, there's a beverage tent for adult beverages. You can go on rides, you can play games, you can just walk around, see animals. I mean, how many times in your life are you going to see a camel just chilling? You know what I mean? Why not go and see it at the Mikasa County Free Fair? But I think it's a great date spot. I think you can do essentially everything that you're looking to do. And then it's an experience. I think every date needs to have a good experience. And the fair is a perfect opportunity to get an experience.
So why not a good first date spot?
Because first dates are about learning. It's about going to class, bringing your notebook, bringing your pencil, and learning about your significant other. And I can't see walking around at a fair, you're so distracted by all the lights, the carnies, people smoking cigarettes, absolutely everything. It's going to be hard to try to talk to her and get to know her. And so it's better to get a quiet one-on-one setting, at least for the first date, feel it out. If it goes well, maybe a fair is a great second date, maybe a third date, even a fourth date. If it's that well. But first date, sorry, fellas, take her out to dinner, be a gentleman, learn about her, bring the notebook, be ready, be a student.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. The fair can be a very fun place, but you have to already be comfortable with whoever you're with.
Absolutely.
If you're trying to get to know them or anything, I mean, you never know. The fair is, Not to give you any anxiety about your hot date, but the fair, I mean, fair is a perfect place to like run into an ex or something, you know. So if you're on a first date,
yeah, that is true. That is true.
That's a little, gotta, you know, maybe duck into a dirty bathroom you didn't want to before or something, just to get the heck out of there, you know. But
well, I just think, I mean, I'm not gonna ask a girl, hey, you know, what are you doing with life? Or, oh, what are you studying in school when I'm on the Gravitron? You know what, yeah, I mean?
Exactly.
Only thing I'm thinking about is how I'm not going to throw up here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're just trying to have fun. So as long as you know the girl somewhat, I think,
yeah,
third, fourth date.
Oh, perfect.
Something like that. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's great. First date, no, not so much. You need a nice, quiet restaurant. You can sit down, you can buy her a nice meal.
Oh,
bring
the notebook, baby.
Yep.
Bring the notebook. Yep. Just it's time to learn. It's time to listen. Ask the good questions.
That's right. So where do you think in this area, in the Big Rapids area, what's the best place for a first date?
So this is, now we're getting into the intricacies of like where to go, what type of girl you're talking to, the sophistication level, all these aspects. And I would say some great first date spots for someone you're still learning about, and say you met a girl at the bar, right? And you guys had a great talk and you're like, hey, I want to take you to dinner. She's super cool, casual. Say she's drinking a Busch Light, Miller Light, right there. Boom. You know exactly what kind of person they are by what they're drinking. So I would say an Applebee's, that might be a little too casual, but Applebee's, you can never go wrong. Ruby Tuesdays is great. Schuberg's, you know, we talk about this, but I think Schuberg's is a great spot. I think the fried pickles there are insane. And especially if she likes pickles, I mean, man, those are the best I've ever had in my life.
So I would say, because we were talking about this, I would say not Schuberg's.
Yeah.
For a first date. I put that in the same category as like the fair.
Really?
It's busy. There's always people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's busy.
Yeah.
You're going to run into someone you know.
Yep.
So you want to be in a place that you can just focus on your date, take your notes, like you're saying, and all that. So that's the only reason why. I think Schuberg's is a great second date place.
Right, right. But
first date, you really...
Right.
I mean, you know, first date's like, essentially, you want to try to recreate, unless you actually do this, a picnic with just you and her or something
like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Just so that it's just got to be that one-on-one attention.
Yeah.
But I think, and I really like the guy out there, so I'm biased, but I think Blue Lake Tavern is a great place.
Oh, I love Blue Lake Tavern. I agree with you there, man. I think it's – and the thing that's attractive about going there for a date is the experience of riding out there, so you have to talk in the car. So it's already – there. You got to get the jitters out before you even sit down, because usually when you sit down on a first date, you're nervous. You know, we don't really know each other, and we got to break the ice. But when you drive out there, I mean, that's where you're breaking the ice. And then when you sit down, you're laughing about – you know, maybe you just saw something on the side of the road that's funny. Great conversation piece, you know?
That's actually probably a really underrated piece of advice right there.
Yeah.
The drive. Create a drive on your first date.
Yeah. I went on a date to, I took a girl on a date to Mount Pleasant once, and it was like 30, 45 minute drive. Perfect, man. 30, 45 there, 45 back, whatever. We got to talk, and it was like, everything just clicked. It was perfect. Needless to say, I got friend zoned, but that's another story for another day.
Had nothing to do with the drive.
Nothing to do with the drive.
Yeah. The drive. That's good. That's good.
I like that.
Yeah. So let's jump back to. I mean, it's the hottest thing in town right now, and it's where you're going. Let's jump back to the fair.
Oh man, can't wait.
Got a couple questions here.
Fire them off, baby.
So, you know, kind of like to do something like this every time moving forward. But what's better, Jake, food that you savor or food that's sweet?
Oh, man, this is the ultimate debate. And I just talked about this with a friend the other day. So a lot of people, whenever they think of the fair, they go, man, I can't wait to get like the steak there, or I can't wait to get the cheeseburger, the French fries, chicken tenders. Me, I'm like, you say fair, first thing I think about, elephant ears, funnel cakes, ice cream, You name it, sweet-wise, I'm in there, right? So, personally, I'm going to say sweet. I think it's a preference thing. But if I want a cheeseburger, I'm going to go to Schuberg's, or I'm going to go to Zott's, or I'm going to go to another burger place where that's what they do. Like, day in, day out, they're turning it out, you know? I don't want to go to the fair and get that experience when I can get, you know, a different experience somewhere else. Maybe I'm jumbling a little bit there, but whenever I think of the fair, elephant ears. What about you?
That's the first thing I think of. I was surprised. We were talking about, everyone always raves about those steak tips.
Oh, man.
And then, I mean, maybe we got something different than other fairs. I don't know what other fairs do, because the only fair that matters is the Mikasa County Fair.
Only one. But, number one, baby.
Or Osceola.
Yeah, it's a free fair. Yeah. I mean, how you can't get much better than a free fair. Number one.
I don't know if other fairs have the privilege of the rotary chicken dinners.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are solid.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's something that you can plan for. I did have the steak tips. Steak tips are solid. But I think what you're kind of saying about the savory versus sweet is the expectation.
Yeah.
I go to the fair usually with a meal already in me. Mm-hmm. I go to the fair with the expectation to eat something horrible for me.
Oh, yeah.
Nine out of 10 vendors are, you know, sell deep fried butter, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I go there to gain 6,000 calories on my diet. Yep. Like in one bite, you know what I mean? Like that's my goal.
Yeah.
It's funny because that's my date tonight, she was talking about the first thing when I was like, yeah, we'll go to the fair or whatever. She was like, oh, I can't wait to get an elephant ear. So, it's looking good for me. It's looking good for me.
We had someone come in. I think she won, actually, a chicken dinner.
Okay.
On Big Country. And she came in to pick up the tickets. And we kind of, I just remember this, we kind of had this conversation.
Yeah.
Because she was like, the chicken dinner's solid, but why do you go to a fair? You go to a fair for an elephant ear.
Yeah.
And she's like, everyone keeps talking about these deep fried this or that or an Oreo or something. Whatever. Just get an elephant ear. It's the best thing. That's what defines a fair. I'm like, all right.
See, now I'm going to contradict myself. I will say, shameless plug, the Rotary barbecue chicken dinners with the coleslaw and the baked beans is a top five for me. Like, growing up, because we used to get Rotary tickets and stuff. My dad was in Rotary. Growing up, that I looked forward to that all week long. Like, we used to get so many tickets, and we would just, every single day was just chicken. And then you wouldn't have it for a year. It was almost like the fountain of youth, if you will, of barbecue chicken. But,
you know, I wonder if your dad was slinging chicken with my dad back in the day.
I guarantee they were, man.
That kind of seems like it.
Two legends just on the grill. Just the heat, the fire.
Just slinging chicken. All right, so now I got a would you rather that has to do with the fair.
Okay.
And a lot of these can get kind of PG-13 to NC-17, but we're going to keep this one.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is just PG-13. There might be some violence involved. Would you rather be in the demolition derby in a golf cart?
Okay.
You're the only one, too. Everyone else has a car.
Okay.
Or would you rather ride the Ferris wheel with no seat? So it's like monkey bars the whole time.
Demolition Derby, 1,000%. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
If you go on the Ferris wheel with no seat, you better be the runner-up or the winner of American Ninja Warrior. I mean, there's no way a big guy like myself is going to hang on some monkey bars going in a circle. No way. I'm going to break both my legs. I'm going to probably die. Not cool. The Demolition Derby in a golf cart, at least I have an opportunity to, like, dodge cars. I just need an opportunity. You know what I mean? Ferris wheel, there's no chance. You're locked in. Like, it's just like, all right, grab on. Here we go. No seat. And then I get to the top, and especially when it stops, I mean, no way. Peace out. Just give everything I own to my family.
All right, what about this? What if you have, whether it's one or a series of shoelaces tied together, the shoelace goes around your waist, and then it's tied to that monkey bar on the Ferris wheel. So all you have are your hands and then this single string shoelace supporting you on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
So you got some give. Not much, but some.
The attractive thing about the golf cart and the demolition derby to me is that I could dodge cars, and if I get hit by a car, I mean, it is what it is. Not the worst thing that could happen to me. But if you fall from the top of a Ferris wheel, that's it. That's it, bro. Like, that's, you're gone. Like, you know what I mean? You're gonna be in a hospital for a couple months. People are gonna be sending you, you know, get well cards. I don't know if you'll be able to walk again. It's just like,
you're that's you probably tough. You probably will play some version of human Plinko on your way down.
Yeah, right?
There's too many bars.
And then you got to ride those seats that you got to get down the stairs in, and then someone's got to bring you a meal. I mean, it's just, that's a tough life to live after the Ferris wheel. Whereas the Demolition Derby, I mean, you can just dodge cars. I mean, yeah, they go fast, but.
Well, then you'll have, I'm pretty sure, isn't Pat Curry announced the Demo Derby too?
He does, yeah.
So you'll have Pat just voicing your demise.
That is true.
There. Or that is true. You'll have a carny laughing at you at the bottom of the Ferris wheel. So I don't know if any of this is helping sway anything, but.
What about you? Which one would you go?
I'd do the Demo Derby.
I mean, you have to, right?
100%.
All right. So what if, to tag on to your Ferris wheel thing, what if you got to duct tape your hands to the bar? You get to duct tape your hands to the bar.
Like you have one roll of duct
tape? One roll, tape both. Yep. And you just, as tight as you want it, loose as you want it, it's all up to you.
All right. So then I guess the other thing we got to do is how long?
Just one ride around.
One ride. I'd do that over the Demo Derby. Demo Derby, you got to survive the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, all right. I'm going to switch my answer. I'm going to do, nah, I'm going to stay Demo Derby, man. I'm going to live life on the edge a little bit. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean? And then afterwards, smoke a Newport with a carny. I mean, it's, that's how you live life, baby.
I mean, do you think there's any amount of like alterations to a golf cart that you could do?
No. I mean, those things are maxed out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're meant for older gentlemen to play a sport that's beloved by many, and it's a very casual business sport. It's not meant for a Mecosta County Fair Demo Derby. You know what I mean?
My favorite is, I won't name names or places, but I won't even tell you if it's in West Michigan, but I've been in golf outings where someone in my group knows how to disable the governor on the golf cart.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then if it's like a wet day or something, it's over.
Yeah.
You slam on those brakes after that speed.
Tokyo Drift, baby.
All the way from the tee box, you know, on the 18th the tee box.
Yeah.
You just par five to hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right, so I don't even know if we have a definitive answer there. So you're
going. I'm gonna go. Demo. My definite answer is gonna go Demolition Derby. But if I get to use one roll of duct tape, I'm still going Demolition Derby.
All right. I'll go demo.
You got to, man. You got to.
It'd be a much more entertaining way to die. Your obituary would be longer.
Yeah.
Than just like idiot fell from a Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Right. Fell from Ferris wheel.
Went out in a blaze of glory at the free fairs.
Demo terrible. Derby. Terrible.
There you go. All right. So that's gonna be episode one of the Man Cave. Jake's hot date, which he's going to have a great time.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're going to have a great time. You know what I mean? I'm out here just trying to fall in like, just trying to bounce back, trying to figure life out one day at a time. And she's a great gal, and whatever happens, happens. We're just rolling with it.
And to sum up our advice today, it's essentially bring a notebook on the first day.
Oh, yeah. Bring the notebook.
Be in a nice, quiet place where you can just focus on your date. And really, really just listen.
Just
take it all in.
Just bring the notebook. Be a student, fellas. It's our time. You know what I mean? This is the man cave. We're here for you. Bring a notebook. Be a student.
I'll say one last thing to add to that, too. My advice is always don't try to impress anyone. You already got her on a date.
Yep.
So just relax.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think just last thing I'm gonna put on there. Everything in life is transparent. So if you are trying to act like Joe Blow the first date, you better act like Joe Blow and for the next 3 years, because that's who she's thinking she's on a date with. The reason people, you know, break up and switch up is because they think they like someone who's really not who they are. So just be transparent, be honest,
be genuine,
authentic. It's a trait that's missing in today's world. That's all for me, JT.
All right. That's it for the Man Cave. We want to thank two sponsors on our pilot episode one here, BigRapidsDailyNews.com, local news that affects you. Follow Big Rapids Daily News on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to stay up to date on local news. Also, Michigan Primary Care Partners, now serving Canadian Lakes with same-day appointments.
Same day appointments.
You can get in there same day. Call 231-592-1360. Schedule an appointment today. That's 592-1360. That's it for the Man Cave, episode one. We'll see you next week.
Bing, bang, boom.